The Gemara says on the top of Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan L'Chesam is Parav Adashba, Leikim Misham Dalid Kavin L'Parav Gimel Kavin L'Chomer. So if a person is Chesam Apar in his Dash, he has to, not only does he get Malchus for the Lav of Chesima, but he also has to pay the shear that the Behema would have eaten. And Bamas, the whole Gemara is Tzarechbir, that where does this come from? Mechi Tesi, that there's a Chi of Tashlumen to pay for the Chesima that you did. The Pasha says, the Chesima is a Lav Balmetz, and this a Balmetz, and this on the Gavri, you're not allowed to be Chesim the Behema. But Mechi Tesi, that is going to create a Chi of Mamun Labayla. Mechi Tesi, they have to pay for the food that the animal could have eaten if not for the Chesima. We don't find that there's any Chi of Mamun over here. And the Stipler in Baba Kama, Simin de Gimel, says you could be mazav gemara in one of two ways. One shot you could say is that being that the din is that you're not allowed to be chaisin yapar b'shas disha, there's an issa to do it. So when you're masking your behemoth to someone else, the das was that you're going to feed it, that you're going to allow it to eat. That was the command of the masker, because the masker knew that you're mechuyev and you're muzah in the lav of lisach, so you're not going to be chaisin it. So my command was that it will be fed during the disha. So if you didn't feed it, you have a chiv to the masker, because this is it's as if you're a kites, it's as if you spoke out and said, I'm being masker to you, I'm an ass that you will, that you're going to feed my behemoth, and if you didn't do it, you have a chiv to shul, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's one pshat that he says. And then he says another pshat, he says a pshat could be that it's not just a hasna, it's not that there are master between them, that there's a chiv to pay, but being that the Torah says that you're not allowed to be chais in your para, that means that you have a schus to allow your para to eat during the chesima. That's like a mamnus, like a schus that the Baalim has, and when he rents it to someone else, that schus remains, that this, his schus is that his maim is able to eat b'shas the disha, and if the person didn't allow that to be, he has a chiv tashlumin to the Baalim, because that schus tire that the tire gave him, the iser l'sachsum, creates a schus, and now he can be teveya from the seicher. So those are the two ways he says he can be ma'az in the Gemara. So the Gemara ends up saying, they might ask the kasha, l'maisa, you're in a loike mishalim. How do you have to pay over if you get malchus? We have a cloud that a person is not loike mishalim. And the Gemara answers the Rava Amar, Eslan asa tarva filo ba'alima. And there's a big shine in the Rishon of how do we mazel with that means Eslan asa tarva filo ba'alima. But the Shita brings down one pshat that what it means is like this, that the din of kibbutz l'rabim, you're not loike mishalim. That's only if the chiyuv mamon on you is a chiyuv that the Torah put on you. But if it's a chiyuv that you put on yourself, you're a mekabel, so in chiyuv tashlumin on yourself, and that there is no din of kibbutz l'rabim. And over here, this is a chiv that the person is mekabel on himself, that he has to not be chaisim, and therefore kibbutz l'rabim is not going to pater that chiv. But the shita brings down from the rabbi that the rabbi is chaylik on that pshat, and says it can't be. He says, because this is not a chiv that you put on yourself, this is a chiv that the Torah put on you. He says, he wasn't masking anything, he didn't make a tanai that he's going to pay. This is a chiv that the Torah put on you, so about it, there would be kibbutz l'rabim over here. So there's a machlokes between the rabbit and the shita, where they could say over here that this is a chiv that you put on yourself or not. And the stipler is mazbe that they seem to be arguing about in his chakira, that the shita holds that the siba for the chiv tashulman is because there's an unspoken tanai over here. It's as if you spoke out that I'm being masked to Amanasa, you're going to feed the part. And if you didn't do it, then you have a chiv tashulman because of what you were mekabel. And the male, there won't be a din kibbutz l'rabim over here. Mashenkin, the rabbit understands it like the second side. It's not a tanai that they made between them. It's a chiv atayr. When the tayr says you can't be chaisim, then now there's a schus that the baal hapar has that his behema could be fed during the disha. And if you don't do it, then you have to pay for that. And the that's not anything that you were masna between you. That's not something you're mekabel yourself. It's a chiv atayr. And therefore, the rabbit rejects the pshat of the shita.